Welcome to this month's coaching call, and I'm pretty excited to talk about the topics today. The first one is how to communicate concisely. It's got a lot to unpack because I kind of want to start with, hey, why do you think we should do that? I kind of always want to start with why, because if you don't know why, you may not appreciate how important this is. But I also want to talk about then, okay, well, what does it mean to be concise, right? The why, what, and then how, right? There are tips on how, and I do want to address both kind of written communication that has to do, and I can touch, you guys can tell me what you want to do, but we can touch on email, which everybody writes, no matter what your job is. We can touch on presentations, if you like, in terms of written form. But I also want to talk about speaking and why and how that's important. How do you want to think about that? What do you want to do to practice? But I absolutely want everyone to maybe share their tips as well, because everyone has a different style. I'm not sure at what level you are at the moment. I actually think it's a skill that you kind of have to keep evolving, because your audience may be different. The subject you are working on may be different. So before I jump into some tips to start with the why first, I just want to hear if there's any other comments they want to make about why this topic may be important to you, or anything else you want to hear about this topic that I should, you know, think about making sure we address.
Oh, I think you covered.
Okay. On the phone, folks?
No, this is a very relevant topic. I'm excited. This is good.
Yeah, I agree. This is Liv. Actually, this is a very relevant topic because I was just starting to be a manager for a direct report, and this is one of the biggest areas that I found that this person could use some coaching in. So I'm actually very interested in how do you coach other people to practice communicating more succinctly. And I think this is one of the biggest skill set that a person needs to develop as you transition from individual contributor to kind of a manager level. So I think it will be very interesting to discuss with everybody here.
Great. I like that lens. We'll address that as well in terms of why being concise as a manager will help you to manage a team, as well as how you might want to coach kind of others on this topic, which is a different skill as well.
Yep. Right.
Great. No, thanks for the comment.